morning and happy All Saints Day. It's good to be back. I was sick for the last week. The good news is my COVID test came back negative. The bad news is the old-fashioned flu still exists, and it's not any more fun either. But thank you for those of you who had kept me in your prayers. I want to thank the deacons, especially this past week. They were an incredible help. And there's a real blessing that being sick can give you. Everything from the hand of God is a blessing, and even the time spent being sick as well. And even the days leading up to this month now that we're in of November. The whole month of November is a time of memento mori. It's a time to remember that you will die. All of the month, the church has us remember our loved ones in prayer and have us remember as well the last things. But it has us remember, memento mori, you will die, in light of the reality that because of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, you will live as well. You are meant to live. And that's what this very first day of November, All Saints Day, is meant to remind us. That you're meant to live for eternity. And that the whole goal of this life is to be the saint that God created you to be. To be the saint that God uniquely created you to be. There are people in this world that only you can reach. If you're striving to be the saint that God desires you to be, there are people that only you and no one else in the entire history of humanity can reach. Not St. Paul, not St. Mother Teresa, but you. And this is where, if you're a saint and you're striving to be that, without that, there's a piece of the puzzle that's missing. God doesn't need me. He doesn't need you, but he's chosen. He's chosen to depend on you, to be his presence, which that's what holiness is. Holiness is the presence of God. And when it's holiness to be a saint that you're striving after, that's what you are in the world. And that holiness isn't just about avoiding the bad. That's important, vitally important. But it's even more about being the good. It's about being the presence of God in the world. To be his witness that he's real, that he loves you, that he's worth giving your life for. And the more one becomes a friend of God, the more you come to understand what he's all about. You get to know and understand more of God's ways. And the more you become a friend of God, the more the world becomes something of a stranger to you. You become strange to the world, and the world becomes strange to you. It's like, if you could imagine back in your more immature days, I know you guys never had those, but if you could imagine with me your immature days, or think of your kids, like a friend you had back then, and you get together after many, many years, and they're still at the same place you were when you were 15. You might share some memories, but the way that they understand what life is about, the things that they're seeking after, they're so different from you now. Because you've come to recognize what the whole purpose of this life is about. The more you become a friend with Jesus, the more you begin to desire what he desires for you in your life and for your family as well. to ask Jesus that simple question, Jesus, what do you desire for me in my life? What do you desire for my family? And trust him because he will lead you. If you give him that much permission, he will open and lead you to where he's calling you. The unique, unrepeatable saint that he's calling you to be. And the more you become a friend of God, the more you come to know his other friends, which are the other saints as well. Yesterday in Hartford, Connecticut, this guy, you can't really see him, but I can. It's Father Michael McGivney, who is the founder of the Knights of Columbus, an American priest. He was beatified. He was made a blessed, which is that step before becoming a saint. In order to be beatified, there has to be a miracle that's attributed to your intercession. That the saints are those who are so close to God right now, and to trust in the power of their prayers. 6 years ago, Daniel and Michelle Shackle, they're a family from Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, they found out that they were expecting a child. This was to be their 13th child in their family. And when they went for their doctor appointment, they found out, first of all, that their child has Down syndrome, which they considered and they received as a blessing, which every child who has Down syndrome is, because they bring a love into the world which no other child can. They received that as a blessing. The next thing they received, though, was the news that their child had fetal high drops, which is a condition that has a 0% chance of survival. All the internal organs become surrounded by fluid. And they saw the images and everything. Dan is a member and he works for the Knights of Columbus, and they turned, the whole family did, right away to Father Michael McGivney, asking for his intercession. And they prayed for his intercession on a pilgrimage to Fatima. The next appointment that Michelle went to, they were looking at the images together and they couldn't believe that it was the same child, because there was no sign now of fetal high drops, none at all. And Vanderbilt had done extensive studies on this, but there was no sign of it. And yesterday, at the Mass in which Father Michael was beatified, it was little Mikey, who's now 5 years old, 5 and a half, and making all the trouble that a 5 and a half year old makes. He was the one who brought up the gifts and the relic to the bishop there at the Mass. The absolute life of their family. The saints are our friends. That's why we turn to them. That's why we ask them for their prayers. And there's a prayer on this, the weekend of Father Michael's beatification, which I'm going to lead you in this morning. There's a moment in it where you're to ask him what your request is. I want you to be bold in what you ask him. What is it for you? What is it for your family? Father McGivney and the Knights of Columbus, their whole spirituality is about the family. What is it that you want him to ask God for today? We pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Father Michael McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Here you make your request. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.